From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea. It's day four of our municipal candidate series. City and Borough of Juneau's municipal election is this coming Tuesday, October 1st. This year, there's four candidates seeking four seats on the Juneau Assembly. Today's question for the candidates: the Juneau Police Department and Capital City Fire Rescue are struggling with staffing shortages. What should the Juneau Assembly do about this?
My name is Carol Treem, and I'm running for the area-wide Assembly seat. Well, we did address that this year with contract negotiations. I believe that process is over. And using our resources of compensation and benefits to attract and retain firefighters and police officers, and doing a little bit of restructuring of job classes that hopefully kind of shift their workload that makes those jobs easier for the people who are protecting our communities and keeping us safe.
I'm Greg Smith. I'm running for Juneau Assembly, District 1. Staffing, recruitment, and retention for public safety is an issue across the state, and it's terribly unfortunate, especially as our communities are really struggling with combating crime and increasing public safety. I believe there was a recent round of raises for our police officers. I think that's good. There is some efforts at the state level to provide a better retirement. I think that's necessary. What I hope the Assembly we can do is we can ask our public safety employees and what do we need and what can we help you do. I've spoken and heard some things about, for instance, for police, that they would like more secure radio so that criminals can't be listening in on a scanner as they're responding to a call, those type of things. How can we help them be safe and do their job well?
My name is Alicia Hughes-Scandies. I'm running for the Assembly, District Seat 1. So the city has taken some steps already. We were just got through our finishing the contract negotiations for the various unions, including the public safety first responders. This is a nationwide problem, unfortunately. So I think it's really important that the city puts the financial, you know, money where your mouth is, that they're fully funded and that it's a competitive. So that can help with the recruitment. But we also are trying to look creatively, you know, to what is the quality of life like in their actual job life, you know, what's going to take to retain them. But it is a nationwide problem, and we take it seriously. It's just figuring out what that magic bullet might be.
My name's Wade Bryson, and I'm running for Assembly District 2. Last year, we increased the wages in what I called a price adjustment for the Juneau Police Department. We also increased recruitment bonuses and retention bonuses for both departments. So we made sure first they were appropriately funded. I worked very closely with not only the police officers but the chief of police to make sure that I had all the information what their needs were from the city. It's with great confidence that I feel that the chief is on a great path to turning the tide against crime. That, along with House Bill 49 that just took effect, we're going to slowly start to see improvements in our first responders, or at least in the reduction in crime, which has been a primary focus of the community.
Tomorrow, we'll hear the Assembly candidates' positions on the new Juneau Arts and Culture Center. In the Juneau School Board election, there are four candidates seeking two seats. Today's question for them: should the Juneau School District do more to expand and improve early education opportunities? If so, how?
My name is Dee Dee Sorensen, and I'm running for a seat on the Juneau School Board. I spent most of my career teaching kindergarten through second grade. I have a master's in early childhood education. I am well aware of the importance of early opportunities for learning. There is not state funding for pre-K at this juncture. While we all need to push towards that, I think that realistically speaking, that is probably not on the horizon. The state funding for our existing programs is being marginalized, and I fear it will be, you know, we will see some really traumatic cuts potentially next year. But to the extent that we can support early childhood pre-kindergarten programs as partners in the community, I think is very important.
My name is Martin Stepton Sr., and I am running for the Board of Education for Juneau, Alaska. I think we do need to focus more on early education, pre-K. We have a board right now that is supportive of that. We can legally spend foundation money from the state on pre-K, but that would mean we're taking that money from somewhere else in the district that has been spent and probably has an interest to be spent on it in the future. But I believe we win and we lose a lot of our students in pre-K. They come to us not ready. They come to us delayed and behind, and we need to we get them, and we are not we're just not we don't have a strong we don't have a strong enough support for pre-K, and I think we need to either put more money into it or put more resources into it, whatever that looks like. We need to do more to support pre-K.
My name is Bonnie Jensen, and I'm running for school board. Yes, they should, but with our budget constraints, I don't know what options would be available. It would be something that I would strongly look into. With my personal problems, I almost had to quit my job because I could not find daycare for my infant. And it would also help with reading levels all throughout grade school.
I'm Emil Mackey, and I'm running for Juneau School Board. I do believe that we should really partner with the Assembly and with the community to have quality pre-K for all of our children. And I want to stress pre-K. It can't be just babysitting. We have to have curriculum that prepares kids, gets them already on a reading level so that when they enter kindergarten, they're ready to learn and have the skills necessary in order to learn. That's going to take a little extra money, but it's also going to help the affordability for all young people or childbearing aid people in Juneau. It's also going to help us decrease costs on the backside with decreased special education costs. It's also going to help every individual child really self-actualize and reach their full potential, or at least give them the opportunity to. And that's really what we do at the school district, is to really make sure that every kid reaches their full potential.
Tomorrow, the final day of the series, we'll hear the school board candidate's position on recently adopted Indigenous language policy in the school district. You can learn about and compare all of the candidates for Juneau Assembly and school board at ktoo.org/elections. In other Alaska news, three Russian Old Believers schools have canceled their sports programs for the upcoming year due to a lack of resources. The Peninsula Clarion reported Monday that the Kachemak Silo School, Boznesenka School, and Rozdolna School on the Kenai Peninsula will not field sports teams. Officials say the school administrations are not able to maintain programs for soccer, wrestling, cross-country running, and football. Old Believers is a branch of the Russian Orthodox Church that follows specific traditional customs. The sports were organized under the umbrella of the Voznesenka School to be sanctioned by the Alaska School Activities Association, but students from all three schools participated. Officials say the programs could not be maintained for reasons including a lack of participants and difficulties in finding coaches. And Alaska Electric Utilities says customers should prepare for a monthly rate increase as the state's largest hydroelectric plant remains partially offline due to wildfire damage. KTUU reported Monday that aerial video provided by the Alaska Energy Authority shows water spilling over the Bradley Lake Dam, causing losses in electric power. Chugach Electric says users between the Kenai Peninsula and Fairbanks should expect a monthly price hike from 3% to 6% as it uses the more expensive natural gas to supplement lost power. Power lines transmitting hydroelectric energy from the Bradley Lake facility have been out of service for several weeks due to the Swan Lake fire on the Kenai Peninsula. Officials say the plant is transmitting to Homer, but areas north have been affected by the damaged transmission lines. And the moose hunting season is underway for the areas around Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. The season got off to a busy start on September 15th and lasts for a month. In the first 4 days of the hunt, 12 harvested bulls were reported to Fish and Game, though one of those is considered illegal. Managers are expecting it to be a similar harvest to last year. And finally, Facebook says it does not fact-check politicians' statements, even if they might be false. The social network operator says that's because such statements could be newsworthy and that it doesn't want to act as a referee for political debates. The company works with third-party fact-checkers, including the Associated Press, to weed out misinformation, such as false news and manipulated photos and videos. Speaking at the Atlantic Festival in Washington on Tuesday, Nick Clegg, Facebook's vice president of global affairs, said the company has exempted politicians from its fact-checking program for more than a year. But if politicians share previously debunked links or other material, those will be demoted and banned from being included in ads. And that's it for the KTOO News Update for Thursday, September 26, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.